Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com. Check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my guest host, Bob Ike, in just a second. No live racing today during the daytime in Southern California. This is the weekend off before we get started with opening day at Santa Anita next Friday, December the 26th. There is live racing tonight at Los Alamitos, and a lot on the menu from around the country that we're going to talk about, including Kentucky Derby points on the line in the Gunrunner Stakes at Fairgrounds. Also, Kentucky Derby qualifying points on the line in the Springboard Mile at Remington Park. We've got five stakes races at Gulfstream Park and a good card and what has been a good start at Oaklawn Park. So a lot to choose from for our handicappers. No racing in New York today, so a couple of the major circuits dark. But that only leads to some of the anticipation coming up for the day after Christmas. And to talk about opening weekend at Santa Anita, my regular co-host, Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. I understand you are at a familiar location this morning.
Hey, John, good morning. Yeah, I'm up at the South Point here in Vegas. Came up yesterday. I had a great dinner last night at the Tuscany Grill with a lot of familiar names in the Las Vegas gambling community. Roxy Roxborough, Chris Andrews, and Vinny here from the South Point, Johnny Avello, Art Manteris, Vic Salerno. So I felt like I was in the Gamblers Hall of Fame last night and just took in a lot of great stories and had a great time.
That's kind of like your coach's breakfast meeting at the Milton's Deli way back when, isn't it?
It was pretty good, I'll tell you. Those guys have so much experience, so much knowledge. They've all been in the town for decades, so it was just great to hear all the stories.
Well, we're kind of sitting on hold waiting for opening day at Santa Anita. It's scheduled still for Friday, December 26th, but, you know, we have some reservations. Entries were supposed to be taken yesterday for the opening day card. We were going to talk about those races, some of the stakes races in specific, but let's get an update why entries were put on hold until tomorrow.
Well, the rain is supposed to come rolling in, John, and not just a little storm. If the forecasters are correct, it's supposed to start raining Tuesday night, 2 inches, Wednesday, 3 inches of rain, Thursday, 1.5 inches, and then Santa Anita scheduled to open on Friday, half-inch rain forecast there as well. So I have some reservations about whether Santa Anita will actually open up on the 26th with that much rain in front of the meet. It would certainly probably take everything off the turf. There are some big turf races that day, stakes races, obviously. We've got the San Gabriel Stakes, the American Oaks, and it wouldn't be unprecedented. Santa Anita did postpone opening day in 2019. They moved it back a couple days to the 28th. I'm not going to be shocked, John. I mean, I don't want to speak for what Santa Anita plans to do right now, but just from past history with the weather, the rain on the way, I'm not going to be shocked if there is a postponement of a day or two on opening day Santa Anita.
Right. Before entries were called off yesterday at the entry box, it looked like the numbers were good. The participation from the horsemen looked solid. So it's just a matter of what they can card and what they can stay. You know, if races can stay on the grass, they want obviously an opening day to be a good wagering experience for the horse players. So we'll keep a monitor on that. There are 6 stakes scheduled for opening day, the Grade 1 Malibu, the Grade 1 La Brea, the Grade 1 American Oaks, and then you have the Grade 2 Lafitte Pinkai on the dirt, the Grade 2 Mathis Mile, and the Grade 3 San Gabriel. And the Saturday and Sunday stakes are all scheduled on the grass as well. So a lot depending on what you know, Mother Nature has planned for us this week. Let's get some details about opening day. Let's assume it goes on Friday. First post time will be early if everything goes according to plan.
Yeah, the first post, I believe there would be 10 or 11 races. I forget how many were in the book, John. So, you know, definitely an early start. That's always the calendar giveaway, extremely popular. But, you know, the weather, it would certainly cast a pall over, you know, what normally is just a real festive opening day. So we're just going to have to play it by ear. The fact that they moved back entries a couple days, to me, was a sign that, you know, they're really considering moving opening day back at least Saturday, you know, maybe Sunday. Who knows, John? We just have to play it by ear. We haven't had an official announcement yet, but just past performances are, you know, something that we live and die by, John. So I think the rain is going to play some havoc.
Well, let's talk about when we do open up some of the things that we have available on opening day. First of all, from the promotions department, and this might come in handy, if you bet $100 on opening day at Santa Anita through Express Bet or First Bet or First Rewards, at the track, you take your rewards card to the Redemption Center, you pick up a Santa Anita golf umbrella, so that might come in pretty handy. You're going to be part of the opening day Santa Anita Handicapping Challenge. That's an on-track tournament. Well, it's a tournament that can play through Express Bet and on track. And if you play it on track and win, you pick up an extra $5,000. And, Bob, this is something you've taken advantage of before, and I know you like how they handle the tournaments both at Express Bet at Santa Anita.
I really do. They do a great job. Tyler runs the show over there. and both online and on track. It's a great experience. Fortunate enough to have a couple entries that I qualified for through their qualifying tournaments, which are very prevalent, and I got two entries for the opening day challenge. So, hey, that takes the buy-in away, John. I can just play that bankroll. I'm also going to play in one today from Gulfstream Park that's a qualifier for the Pegasus Day, and that one today is a $1,000 buy-in, $500 bankroll. So the take is a little higher, but it's low ratio. One in 12 entries will qualify for that Pegasus, which is, a $6,000 buy-in, $5,000 bankroll. So that's a major, major tournament. And Santa Anita Express Bet, they do a great job. There's going to be a number of opportunities to qualify for Pegasus. And all through the Santa Anita meet, there will be tournaments, qualifiers, feeders. They do a really good job. So I want to commend Santa Anita Express Bet on those opportunities.
One thing I'll be watching for, they're going to have that $1 Sunset Pick 6 wager, which combines races from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, the last three races from each track. And the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be back. That's a $1 minimum 15% takeout wager. I'm hoping that these sequences don't overlap as much as they did during the fall and the autumn, because it really, I think, tends to hurt the pool of both when you're playing multiple races in the same sequences. So we'll be monitoring that. You've got the bets that are for the horse players, not the CAW groups. The $3 late pick three, we found that's very popular. The $5 daily double, both at low takeouts. So there are options, and you can choose your pools carefully. Bob, one of the other things I wanted to touch base with you, this week the Graded Stakes Committee met in Kentucky to talk about the grading of the stakes races for next year. And unfortunately, there were two races that were downgraded from grade one, and one of them is going to be the Kilroy Mile at Santa Anita, which is run in March.
And that's always been a grade one quality event, John, so that one kind of hurts. And, it's sort of a vicious cycle. We're having smaller fields in Southern California. The committee is maybe downgrading the grades on them, and then that almost, keeps the cycle going for smaller fields. It's less attractive for Eastern Barnes to ship out for a race that maybe is not a grade one anymore. So unfortunate. I know Tom Ryan wrote an op-ed, I think it was in the TDN or Blood Horse. I read that last night. Short and sweet, but just talking about, hey, we need California to be bolstered here. And the grading committee is doing no favors to racing by knocking down a couple of our graded stakes races out here.
Well, one stakes that got moved up in status from grade three to grade two, that's the Green Flash, that 5-furlong turf sprint at Del Mar. As far as some of the other stakes races that were downgraded, we're going to see moving down from a grade two to a grade three, the Joe Hernandez and the Santa Maria stakes at Santa Anita. And losing their graded stakes ranks from grade three down to listed stakes would be the Red Carpet at Del Mar, and the Honeymoon, the Las Virginis, and the Palos Verdes at Santa Anita Park. So not a great result for Southern California Racing from the Graded Stakes Committee. So that is the
thing, real quick, is, our day-to-day product out here isn't what it used to be for sure. But on the biggest stage, the Triple Crown races, the Breeders' Cup, our top-notch horses still represent themselves as well as anywhere in the country. So at the top level, our horses are as good or better than anybody. So let's keep that in mind as well.
100%. Guys like Bob Baffert with those good three-year-olds, there's a reason a lot of guys don't come out to take him on. He's got some pretty good ones over there. Before we do a little handicapping on today, Bob, one other note. We lost a guy that my dad loved to hate. That was jockey Rudy Campos, who passed away this week at age 85. I don't know why, but my dad was not a big fan of Rudy Campos. But I tell you, this guy always had a smile on his face. Rode the bull ring as well as anybody, and just a real character, one of those guys that I couldn't help but like.
Rudy, your dad may not have liked him, but he was kind of a fan favorite. He was a short little guy. He was kind of round, He had a funny build for a jockey, and he kind of hunched over in the saddle in the post parade, but he was not afraid to go to the stick, I'll tell you that much. So when they were coming down to the wire, he was aggressive. And as you said, he had some real good success out at the Pomona Fair. And I was a name that was always in the program. You know, he rode some good horses in his career. He'd sort of be like, you know, third string sometimes for Charlie Whittingham. And Rudy just never got to meet the man. But as a fan, I always kind of enjoyed watching him out there.
I did too. I tell you, even for a jockey, he was very short. So I would consider his build as husky. He did not look like your typical jockey. And if he had to ride in this day and age with the whip rules from the Heise, Rudy would never have him out. He would be suspended every day, all year long. But I just wanted to remember Rudy Campos because he was around a long time, and he even rode for guys like Charlie Whittingham. So he must have had some ability there in the saddle. Let's go ahead and get to radio plays. I know you've done some work. You're looking at that Gulfstream Park card for the contest. Do you have a play today at Gulfstream?
I do. I'm going to go to the ninth race, which is the Suwannee River. I know Toby Tallett later in the show is going to talk about this race as well, so I'll be interested to hear his opinion and see if we're on the same horse or we're going to kind of go mano a mano in here. But I really like number two, Moving On Up, who's 3-1 on the morning line. I'm hoping that price will hold. I just think this filly is really good at Gulfstream Park. Look at her two races back in March. She got the same kind of trip. She sat the rail. It opened up. She exploded through. I love the fact that Zayas gets back aboard. And also, if you look at her running lines, every time she's been freshened up by trainer Safi Joseph, she has come and fired a big race. So she's coming off a break again. The work pattern looks solid. Got the leading trainer down there at Gulfstream. Back with Zayas. I think the trip will be great from the inside, sitting right behind the speed. So I like everything about this horse today. Ninth race, number two, Moving On Up. That'll be a late pick five single for me, 3-1 on the morning line. And, John, I'm going to grab your Lindo report here from the South Point when I go downstairs. You've done your selections, and last week you gave us a winner at Oaklawn. That was at Los Al, K. Bella Luna, $6.20. So let's make it 2 weeks in a row, John, and get the number out at the South Point. I said hi to Steve Johnson yesterday. He's got some spots reserved for me today, and they just do a great job here in the race book.
Number to call to reach Steve Johnson is 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players Raid, and get to that hot dog cart before Bob does, because it might take a beating today. But when you get out there, you've got the football playoffs already started up this morning, and both pro and college on tap today. So a lot going on there. For my radio play, Bob, I'm going to the ninth race at Oaklawn Park. Number four, Dive Bomber, looks like in the right spot in a race full of early speed. This is a horse that can sit off the pace. He can sit close. He'll be adaptable. And I think his versatile styles are going to really play well here. He's won three in a row, working his way up the ladder. 8-1 with Francisco Arrieta, the defending riding champ at Oaklawn Park. I think good value. Number four, Dive Bomber, race number nine at Oaklawn Park. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a new jockey coming to Santa Anita for the winter meet for the very first time. We'll talk to his agent, Tom Canoes, and get all the information right here on Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Racing fans, what's the present you open the day after Christmas? The Great Race Place, of course. Santa Anita Park will open for live racing on Friday, December 26th. Along with world-class racing, we will have world-class events and promotions as well, like a wonderful craft beer festival opening weekend, December 26th through the 28th. We also will have great family entertainment opening weekend with our Winter Family Fun Zone in the infield. And of course, opening day brings a fan favorite giveaway, the Santa Anita Park Wall Calendar, for all fans in attendance while supplies last. And don't forget our great contests, like the Showviver Contest beginning on December 26th, the $1,500 opening day handicapping contest with a $5,000 bonus, and the Pick'em Contest starting on December 27th. Opening day admission is $20, online for just $10, and first reward members pay just $5. Get all the details at santaanita.com. Welcome back to the Great Race Place on opening day, Friday, December 26th.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Nigel Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we get to our next guest, Mr. Tom Canuse, let's go ahead and give out our cowbred of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be from last Sunday, closing day at Los Alamitos, and it's Smoovin' Saturday, who was the winner of the $100,000 King Glorious Stakes. Smoovin' Saturday is by I'll Have Another out of the Square Eddie Mare. Smoove It was bred in his own by Redham Racing LLC, was saddled by Jonathan Thomas, filling in for regular trainer Michael McCarthy. He remains perfect. Two lifetime starts, John, already career earnings of nearly $100,000. And John, let's remind everybody about the new cowbred rule where you can win twice on the same surface as long as it's different distances.
Yeah, starting at Santa Anita on opening day, if you have a cowbred that likes dirt, you can win that cowbred allowance condition twice, once sprinting and once routing. And if you have a turf specialist that's a cowbred, you can do the same thing, win it once on the turf sprinting and once on the turf routing, or you can win it once on each service. So many ways to take advantage of that cowbred allowance condition. And speaking of cowbreds, Bob, we've got one today in the Springboard Mile at Remington Park, wishing the best of luck to the cowbred Express Red, who's by Bodie Express, drew the outside post in tonight's $300,000 Springboard Mile that has Kentucky Derby qualifying points attached. Let's go ahead and bring in our first guest, and our special guest, Tom Canuse, the longtime agent here in Southern California. And Tom, when I look at the leading jockey standings at Gulfstream Park right now, in the top three, I see the name, Amiciel and Jaramillo, and Amiciel is not riding at Gulfstream Park. He's out based at Santa Anita now. You're going to handle this book, and for the first time, he'll be riding in Southern California. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, he was leading rider there, and then he had gone to some jockey challenges, and he went to Jamaica, and then he went to Venezuela. And so he didn't ride the last few days, and he rode one day, but he's been very successful at Gulfstream, one of the leading riders there for at least the last, 5 to 8 years. And when he was in Venezuela, he was champion rider there.
Well, Tom, I think his style is going to fit the Southern California circuit. And why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what he's best known for?
Well, I think if you look at his stats and everything, I think that he wins on the dirt and the grass and long and short. I think he's a good speed rider, but I think the deal with him for speed rider is that he gets him a good position, but he has horse left when he finishes, which is really important because you get a lot of riders that can go to the front end, but then their horses stop at the eighth pole, where he can he gets a good position with the horses, and he has horse left when they to finish.
I agree with you, Tom. I think Jaramillo puts horses into the race, which you have to do in Southern California, and you have to finish, and he's shown he can do that. So I think he's going to be a great addition for the Southern California jockey colony. Bob Ike, I know you wanted to get a little feed about what's going on with Jaramillo's and his mounts for opening day.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. You've always had a good relationship with Doug O'Neill, so I'm assuming you're going to get a foot in the door with Doug pretty quickly. Is that accurate?
Yes. I've got some calls with Doug. I had given a lot of calls out first before I knew that Antonio was going to change agents. So I had given these things, which I'll get paid for the first book, but then there are mounts that I maybe could have gotten us on when he first got out here. But the way it is right now, we'll be riding hopefully 2-3 a day. We'll see what happens on opening day. I think if they move opening day to the next day, I know Gary Barber called me today, and he has a horse for the La Brea, and he said he'd like him to go ahead and ride if they move it to the next day because the jockey he has now won't be here opening day. So that could change a lot of things and maybe open up a few more races for us.
Tom, do you have any solid commitments as far as the stakes races there opening day?
No, not for the stakes. No, we've got a maiden horse for Doug O'Neill. We've got a horse for Peter Miller in the Once Other Than. And so we have about, I think we probably have 3 or 4 mounts. Maybe pick something else up to draw. He's been really well received here. I have not talked to anybody that's a trainer or an owner or a bettor that has nothing to say but high praise for him and has been following his career. And he's got such a good reputation. It makes my job a lot easier.
Bob Ike, did you want to add something before we let Tom go?
No, I just want to wish Tom the best. Always work hard, Tom. I know you put your jocks in a position to succeed, and looking forward to watching Jaramillo ride out here. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, and thank you. I appreciate you guys putting me on the radio show, and we're looking forward. I'm very excited about this next year.
Well, go get them, Tom. Best of luck. You do a great job for all the riders that you've had in the past.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Tom Canoes, jockey agent for Amiciel Jaramillo, who starts off Santa Anita. First time he'll be riding regularly in Southern California. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Scott Shapiro, longtime handicapper doing work for Daily Racing Form, Express Bet, and First Bet. And Scott, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, guys. Hopefully you are as well. And one thing I know about Jaramillo, he can get a horse into a race.
Absolutely, and I think that'll fit Southern California absolutely perfectly. Scott, obviously we don't have the entries yet for Santa Anita. They were delayed as far as drawing those. But I wanted to see, do you have a favorite handicapping angle that you like to apply during the Santa Anita meet?
I think this is sort of general, but you can apply it a couple of ways. Obviously, the difference in the turf sprint is the one that comes to mind. But just in general, I like to kind of use a Del Mar form against folks, if you will. So horses that are, you know, maybe ran well recently at Del Mar, or just in general that are horses for course more at Santa Anita, some of the older ones, definitely like to try to focus in on that, because as we know, the racetracks can play different, the turf courses can play extremely different, and I think being able to differentiate between the two can really end up helping you out quite a bit.
Well, Scott, there are Derby points on the line down at the fairgrounds today in the Gunrunner, so I wanted to see, there's one late scratch in that race, number 6, Arabia Wild will not go, field the 7 in there. How do you see the Gunrunner down at fairgrounds?
Yeah, the Gun Runner is a mile and a 16th, like you said, and it starts the Road to Louisiana Derby. I think there's a couple of horses that I have my eye on. Liberty National was really good to me last time. He's coming back a little quick. I think he's going to take a lot of money, and I think the Skeet is very interesting if you're looking for a horse moving forward. But in terms of this race, I don't see a ton of speed in this race, and I do think that's going to benefit the two, Chip Honcho, who has puts the blinkers on and stretches out for the first time for Steve Asmussen. Paco Lopez will be aboard this time. The first race of his career, he ran second to the 4-5 favorite, Dr. Kapoor, in a race down in Keeneland, and then he dominated over the slop last time. I don't necessarily love him moving forward in terms of the Derby or even the Louisiana Derby, but I think he has a pace advantage over this field, other than maybe Crown the Buckeye, who's an Ohio bred, that comes in with some big numbers. I expect to take some money, and Mr. Punch outside is one of the Brad Coxes that stays in the field. But for me, I'm going to try Chip Honcho on the front end today in the first of those prep races down there.
So Scott Shapiro says, keep an eye on Chip Honcho, the two horse in race number 11, the Gun Runner at Fairgrounds. Bob Ike, what do you have for Shapper?
Shapper gave us a winner last week in All Right Midnight down at the Fairgrounds. You going to stay there today for your radio play, Shap?
I am, and I'm hopefully going to give you something bigger than $5, although there was a late scratch that hurt my price there. But race 7, maiden special weight on the turf, two-year-olds. One of many maiden special weights for two-year-olds on that Fairgrounds card. And I like the number 3, Prepped, second-time starter for the Cherie DeVoe barn. This son of Morgan Reddy is well-bred and was really bet hard. I mean, this barn can get bet hard often, but they don't when they're not live. And this one, 2-1 on debut at Churchill, but got off to a slow start and raced against the flow that day. The race was dominated by those on the front end. Kind of like what I saw, though, when he finished the race, he made up some ground, and I think the money tells us something. So I think he's going to run a lot better today in the second start. So race 7, number 3, Prepped at 9-2 on the line at Fairgrounds.
Seventh race at Fairgrounds, number 3, Prepped, 9-2. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, we'll let you go, wishing you the happiest of holidays, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend.
That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll do some handicapping in South Florida. John Hardoon from the Rikers and the Sheets and Toby Callett. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players. Join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience.
BetOnBruce.com.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Live racing continues this weekend in Southern California with closing weekend of the nighttime meet at Los Alamitos. The night action will feature a pair of quarter horse stakes events on Saturday night and our final derby of the year, the Southern California Derby, on closing night Sunday. Sunday's card will also feature mandatory payouts for the meet's closing night program, plus night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours, and our traditional pick six. Remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The Southern California Derby will feature a tremendous group of sophomores, led by Grade 1 winner and top qualifier, Shaken Going On, leading the way, and Train B Taka, winner of the first stakes of the season, who could now win the final stakes of the meet, plus Golden State winner, favorite Jess Hawk, and El Primero winner, Show and Tell Cartel. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681, or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the
ground. And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. Bob, we heard a commercial for the NTRA and the National Horse Players Championship. There's a couple ways to get qualified today, so let's get those out.
On one of them online, $165 buy-in online contest at horseplayers.com, and that's restricted to players who have not yet qualified to the 2026 NHC. And there's a $100 on-track contest today at Canterbury Park. So two ways to get qualified for the 2026 NHC here in Las Vegas.
And a programming note, tomorrow, Sunday, there will be no Thoroughbred Los Angeles show. Mike Willman has Sunday off. He'll be back when the racing resumes at Santa Anita next week. So we get he gets a two-hour hall pass and a little freshening before the meet at Santa Anita. So just no show tomorrow for Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's go ahead and take in our next guest. That's John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And John, just like us in Southern California, no racing this weekend in New York. So we're going to have you look at other places. First of all, though, I know you wanted to make a comment about those graded stakes committees and the downgrading of several stakes in California.
Well, it's just a sad situation. It's not so much that I want to make a comment about it, but that's just the reality. I mean, they can't have five horse fields where Trainer trains three of them and call it a grade one. They just can't do it. You know, it's no one's fault. It's just a situation that Southern California's in. And I don't really have an answer. They have to figure out a way to get horses to come out to Southern California to run in some of these stake races. You know, you'd be surprised. They're short fields. You would think people would take advantage of them, but they don't. Obviously, it's a big expense shipping a horse East Coast to West Coast. You know, it's just a bad situation, and I really don't have the remedy. I hope someone comes up with an idea soon.
Yeah, well, if you do have any kind of impossible suggestions, let us know, and we'll let the management know for sure, because we're in it with you. We want you. We want it to succeed. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Florida today, and I wanted you to preview a race that I know you like, and that's the Fort Lauderdale Stakes. That goes as race number 11 on the Gulfstream Park card, which is already underway.
Yeah, I like a horse in there. It's a mile and eighth on the turf, and I really like the number 5 horse in here, Beach Gold. Patrick Biancone sends out this 4-year-old colt. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. You could draw a line through his last two races. Last time out, he broke from post 10 at Keelan, going a mile. Not an easy thing to do. And the race before that, he ran at Kentucky Downs. And as we all know, not everybody likes that surface. However, today he gets a rider switch to Junior Alvarado. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Beach Gold, to upset and win today's 11th race out at Gulfstream Park.
Bob Ike, what do you have for John Hardoon?
Hey, John, good morning. First of all, tell us what you're going to have available today, and we want to give it a radio play, your first pick anyway, because you gave us a winner layabout last week at Gulfstream Park, $7.40, so
what's available today, and what about your first radio pick?
Okay, so online today we have Gulfstream, we have Oakland, and we have Tampa Bay selections. As far as radio is concerned, first of my two radio plays, I'm going to look at race number 9. And this is the Shawnee River. It's one of the stake races they have there today. And I like a price horse in here. First of all, Safi Joseph, I believe, has 4 horses entered in this race. I like the longest of the Safi Joseph horses, and that's number 8, Public Defender. And here's the reason why. First of all, she's listed at 12-1 on the morning line, which is a ridiculous price. She's improving. She's getting better with each start. I love the trainer switch, first-time Safi Joseph. And I love the rider switch, first-time Flavian Pratt. I'm not expecting 12-1, but if I get 5 or 6-1, I think that's a fair price. And I think this horse is going to show marked improvement today with all the changes surrounding her.
Well, obviously, the 9th race at Gulfstream Park today, the Suwannee River, is a very popular race. We're going to have Toby Keller look at that as well. But for John Hardoon, it's number 8, Public Defender, 12-1. That's the 9th race at Gulfstream. And, John, did you want to go to either Oaklawn or Fairgrounds for another play?
No, I'm going to pull a switcheroo on you there, John.
Okay, what do we got?
I've been doing radio for, I think, 25 or 30 years, and I can guarantee you I have never given a horse from Remington Park. But it's going to come tonight in their 12th and final. This is the Springboard Mile. And unfortunately for our East Coast listeners, that race goes off at about 11:28 tonight. So they're going to be no friends of mine. But if you cash a ticket, it may be worth it. Anyway, 12th and final tonight at Remington, which is the Springboard Mile. I love the number 1 horse in here, Arctic Beast. This is a 2-year-old colt. How many horses have made their last race, their last start at Finger Lakes before shipping into Remington? Not many. That's the case for this. This is a New York bred who makes career start number 4 tonight. 3-for-3. He's improved in each career start. Ricardo Santana's going in to ride. 4-to-1 on the morning line. Breaking from the inside, number 1, Arctic Beast, wins today's 12th and final out at Remington Park.
I love it, John. We got a Finger Lakes shipper at Remington Park, number 1, Arctic Beast.
And he's a New York bred to boot.
You got it all, John. 4-to-1 on the morning line, 12th and final tonight at Remington Park. We'll be able to watch it here. You may have to Tebow it, but I know you'll have some action and watch it. So that's number 1, Arctic Beast, in the Springboard Mile at Remington. John, thanks so much. Have a happy holiday. We'll talk to you next Saturday's show. And my best to Deb, and hope everybody's doing well back there.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to everybody. Stay safe and be well, guys. Talk to you soon.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. We're going to stay down in South Florida and touch base with Toby Callett. And, Toby, before we talk Gulfstream Park racing today, I know you're very familiar with racing in Southern California. Do you have a favorite angle that you like to play at Santa Anita?
It's the same one that you get from me every year. When they go from Santa Anita to Del Mar, I tell you to not pay too much attention to the Santa Anita form. It's the same way going back from Del Mar to Santa Anita. I'm a big horse for course believer. It's been the best thing for me for more than 30 years. No sense in trying to reinvent something now, John.
No, I don't blame you. And we saw the comeback of Florida Derby winner Tapan Street yesterday at Gulfstream. I would call that win. He did win, but I don't think it was overly impressive. Did he do enough, in your opinion, to merit a start in the Pegasus?
No, absolutely, positively not. The runner-up never changed leads the entire race. He went home in the van. So give you an idea of that race. I watched the gallop out a few times trying to decide how much energy he had on that. Gallop out wasn't horrible, but certainly not enough for me to get excited and think about him in the Pegasus. No.
Well that'll give you absolutely yeah. Not. That'll give you some ammunition to look at that Pegasus a little bit closer in January. Bob Ike, what do you have? First of all, we've been talking about the Suwannee River on several occasions. I wanted you to preview this race. It looks like one of the best betting races anywhere in the nation today. Oh, did we lose Toby? Hello,
John?
Toby. Oh, I got you now. I got you back now.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to take a look at that Suwannee River, which looks like a terrific betting race.
It is. I don't know. For me, it's not. There's one intriguing aspect to the race from my standpoint. I'm wondering what Ultimate Authority is doing in the race. The fact that he's been up at Palmetto's, he trained very well over the grass, and John Velazquez takes the call. Maybe a little upset prospect here with Ultimate Authority.
That's 20-1 on the morning line.
John, we've got three,
go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, we got three handicappers who made picks in that race, and we're all on a different Safi Joseph trainee. He's got four of them in there, and we have each picked one of his. So let's hope it's not the fourth Safi that pops up and upsets all of us. But it just shows what a good gambling race this is.
We can just box the four Safis and see what happens. How about that?
Exactly. Hey, Toby, I'll go ahead and get your radio play today from Gulfstream. What do you like?
I'm going to take you to the fifth, where I think number five, Coppola, is going to wire these. Irad Ortiz takes the call. I look for Coppola to be clear and gone. On the chase will be the seven, Litigation, the eight, Reef Runner, and the nine, And You Wish. 5, 7, 8, 9 will be just fine at the conclusion of today's fifth race, the Janus Stakes at Gulfstream Park.
So that's the fifth race at Gulfstream. Number five, Coppola, is your key. The 5 over the 7, 8, 9 for Toby. Toby, happy holidays to you and everybody else there at Toby's Turf Club. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You too.
That was Toby Kellett. Bob, before we take our break, let's give a shout-out to our satellite facilities. If you can't get out, and obviously no live racing today, but you can play races from around the country, what are some of the places that some of our listeners can go and get some action today on the racing?
Well, let's start south down in San Diego and work our way up. Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern. The address is 868 5th Avenue. It's in San Diego, opens at 10 a.m. Come on up to Orange County and get into the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. That's in San Clemente. And then my favorite stomping grounds, the Derby Room out at Fairplex. Brandon and Monica out there ready to serve you. A great facility, great food and beverage menu, and first-class customer service. So all three of those are well on their way, John, and open and ready to serve everybody. Even though there's no live racing in SoCal, they're going to be there for the simulcast racing today.
100%, and good cards around the country today. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Bruce Finkelstein at BetOnBruce.com. And as usual, Michael Rona bets cleanup here on Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, it's breeding season for the Thoroughbreds starts in just a couple of weeks. Let's make sure we get out that stallion roster at Legacy Ranch.
Our good friends, Pete and Ed Perella, great friends of the show. They've got a great stallion roster up there at Legacy, John. Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, Tamarando. So give Terry Knight a call, 510-928-4980. Let Legacy Ranch take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle.
And obviously, this is a time to be thankful for the people we have. I want to thank all of our sponsors for another terrific year of keeping us on the air and wishing happy holidays to everybody. Folks at the South Point, we've got Santa Anita back for next year. Looking forward to that. The CTBA, the Gas Lamp Tavern, Bet on Bruce with Bruce Finkelstein, who will be up in a second. Twin Spires, the OC Tavern, the Rags and Sheets. And, Bob, how about give us a shout-out. We never mentioned your billing platform.
Bills.com, yeah. We've been in business 11 years now, John. So we appreciate everybody and appreciate you having our sponsorship on there, John. So we're going to continue strong into the new year, horsebills.com.
Well, let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruceBet.com, back from cruising. He is back playing horses, which is what we like. And, Bruce, first of all, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, John and Bob. Great to be back.
Yes, we're a little short on the segment, so a couple of things. First of all, how about a handicapping angle from Santa Anita that you're going to use opening weekend?
Okay, this is not necessarily Santa Anita. This is beginning of meet angle. I'm a videotape guy and I'm a pace guy, but that doesn't come into play not as relatable from a previous meet. Look for figure horses that were strong at Del Mar and strength of race at the beginning of the meet. I think to try to plot out the race shape, it's a little dicey. It's not as predictable when you've had some time off. So that's what I'm looking for from the previous meet at Del Mar. Strength of race and, good figures coming into the race.
I think that's good advice. Bob Ike, what do you have for Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce, you gave us a winner at Los Al last Saturday, Consequent, who won the Starlet, paid $760. How about a radio play today?
Well, I think you're going to like this one, Bob, because I know you like this angle. Joel Rosario off is one of your favorites, I believe. And if I'm not correct, but let's go to the 12th race at Fairgrounds. And I want, check this videotape out on the second-time starter, the 5 Market Runner. This was a first-timer for Tommy Amos at 1 16th. Rosario took the run out of this horse, guys. I mean, this runner was full of run, throwing his head around, and he put the brakes on most of the way down the backstretch. And he still ran, and he was buried down on the inside for most of the way. He still ran fourth to that very strong maiden winner who's in today's gun runner, Liberty Nation. That was a good-looking race, and he ran fourth despite Rosario new rider, second time out, comes out of a very strong race, crazy good price here at 8-1. Race 12, I'm going with the 5, Market Runner.
Race 12, a fairground for Bob Ike. I love that. Number 5, Market Runner. And, Bob, I know you'll be backing that horse at the South Point now, no doubt.
Hey, as long as Joel doesn't have to think out there, he's in great shape. Either in front or from last, but nothing
Bob,
in
here's
between.
Here's the better news. Here's the better news, John. Joel is not on the horse today.
Bruce, we wish you the happiest of holidays. We will talk to you next Saturday. I've got to get Michael Rota on here to close out the show.
Go ahead. Happy holidays to everybody. Goodbye.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Batting cleanup, as always, Michael Rota doesn't have to do double duty today, but he has got the only live signal in Southern California tonight at Los Alamitos. Michael, welcome back to the show, and I want to congratulate you guys on just an unbelievable champion of champions. I know you picked Jericho in a heartbreak loss, but what a race that was.
Thanks, John. Good day to you. And yes, it probably is not written in the stars for Jericho to win a champion of champions. He had been an unlucky fourth twice in a row. This was his third crack at it from a suitable outside post. He flashed home, but he missed by a nose. Of course, he's still young enough as a horse about to turn 6 to where he can make another huge run at it next year. But full credit to the winner, the 3-year-old FDD Dreams, who became the first horse in 36 years to win the All-American Derby in New Mexico and the Champion of Champions against the older horses in the same season. He'd been the favorite in the Super Derby at Los Al a few weeks earlier, stumbled badly at the start. That's about the only blemish on a fantastic campaign. And he probably is favorite for AQHA Horse of the Year. He did a great job to reach the lead and at the end of 440 yards, hold on grimly and determinedly to get the prize by a nostril over the older, hard-charging, more seasoned Jericho. It was a very exciting race, as was the blanket finish on Sunday night to the 2 million futurity, which went to Toby Sis, a filly who's going to finish her season as a 5-6 brilliant 2-year-old filly.
Well, you finish up this year's schedule of racing. You begin the new year next year, but you've got the Grade 3 First Down Dash handicap and the A Ransom handicap tonight. So let's get post times from you with the no live racing. Any change in post time?
5:45 for tonight. It'll be 5 o'clock tomorrow. This is the final weekend of the season, even though there's actually no break in the schedule. The new season begins next weekend, weather pending. And the reason I mention that is that there will be mandatory payouts tomorrow night. It's the only night of the year in the quarter horse, the nighttime racing at Los Al, where you get the mandatory payout. So keep an eye on the pick 6 scenario as it plays out tonight, because if it's not hit tonight, there'll be a $10,000 seeded pool tomorrow with a mandatory payout.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Michael Rona?
Hey, Michael, great job on the day and night stuff. You really were fantastic last weekend. And how about a pick for tonight?
Good. Thanks very much, Bob. I appreciate that. Well, we've got the All Stakes late double tonight. The First Down Dash Grade 3 to cap it off is a terrific race, including Cattail Cove, who won the race last year, racing for the 60th time. He's about to turn 9. He's terrifically popular. Several other very good older horses in that race. For the radio play, I'm going to race 7, the first of the two stakes races, the A Ransom, for 3-year-olds at 350 yards. I'm interested in a newcomer to California, Either Wagon My Tail, number 3, humorously named Invader from Out of State by the sire Wagon Tails, W-A-G-O-N-T-A-L-E-S, but they've convoluted everything and come up with Either Wagon My Tail. Anyway, she's a filly who is in the barn of champion trainer Mark Youngers, and I think she's well enough spotted between two slow breakers to make an impact in her Los Al debut. 7-2 on Ed Morning Line Race 7, number 3, Either Wagon My Tail.
Well, Michael, the Moroccan music's playing. Thanks so much. Either Wagon My Tail, Race 7 tonight at Los Alamitos. Happy holidays to you and Kathy, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Good on you, fellas. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thanks to everyone for listening. No Mike tomorrow, day off. We will talk to you next Saturday, hopefully to talk about the opening day next Friday at Santa Anita. Best of luck, everybody. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Celebrate with family and friends. We will talk to you next Saturday. Good luck today.